So actually, I guess I could go ahead and touch up on a pretty lengthy story, which I guess it would be more in 2020. My brother passed away. It was probably one of the most tragic events that I've probably will ever have to go through ever in my entire life. My brother grew up on drugs every single day. My family had it hard. It was a long journey that felt like there was no end in the future to it. I think what really gave me that peace of mind is he passed away in a drunk driving accident. And obviously, we were talking about faith a little bit earlier. I'm very religious. And I think that going ahead and that, well, that I think that that happening really showed me that in that, let me restart actually. So being religious, I feel as though gave me the comfort of knowing that when somebody goes ahead and they're put on this earth, when you go ahead and you commit suicide, when you do drugs, when you do things that harm the body, God put us all on this earth for a sole reason, and that's to go ahead and flourish and become the best the best versions of ourselves, always putting his name first, going ahead and thriving, to be religious, love God. Everything that you should do should be put for, you should put his name first. And I think that my brother passing away in a drunk driving accident, somebody taking his life, has gave me that peace and reassurance that he's in heaven. There's an afterlife for him, because when you go ahead and you commit something to yourself, when you go ahead and commit suicide, take your own life, I believe, and in the Bible it does say that there's, it doesn't say this exactly, but there's essentially no afterlife. There's no chance for you to live eternally happy forever. So knowing that he went ahead and he, I know he's up in heaven, he's watching me every day, I think it gave me the opportunity to go ahead and be the man of the house. It showed me that I have to be mentally strong, mentally tough, physically fit every single day now, because I have people to worry about. I have people in my corner that I have to back up and support. Yes, and I think starting this, I think that happening honestly just lit a fuel, like a fire under my ass that wanted me to just be the change in my family, be the difference, be the one that gets us all out. And it's not like we live a bad life. Like, I'm so blessed to be able to not only be here, meet you guys and just honestly grow and flourish, meet new friends, and make great connections and network. But I think just going back on that topic, it really just pushed me and motivated me to become the best version of myself, knowing that I know my brother's in heaven. It gives me that peace of mind. And now I have something to truly work for, and that's becoming the man of the house, getting my brother out. He comes with me wherever I go, paying my family's bills, every bill that my mom, my dad, all the struggles that they've ever had to deal with, I could just take that off their plate. And I think that, like I just said, that this journey all started solely off my brother passing away. And it doesn't necessarily take a big traumatic event like that to make you the best version of yourself, to create stories that like this, that are just, you know, this comes natural to me. This comes natural. And I feel as though that this is what got me into my niche. This is how I found my niche. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
So, I mean, after your brother passed away, what was life like after that? Like, how did you, what was it like for you to transform into the person you are today?
Yeah, so, I think, do you mind just repeating the question? I want to give you the best answer that I possibly can.
No problems. I mean, like, after your brother passed away, it's like, you just gave a really great reason, like, your why. Like, I felt the passion inside of that. Going from, him passing away, like, that turning point, how did you go from there to like transform into who you are today? Did you have any other major events that happened and stuff like that?
So I don't want to say major events, but I know, the day that happened, I guess I could touch back on it a little bit more and go a little bit more in depth. I was in 10th grade at the time. If COVID was around, so if COVID wasn't around, I would have been in the middle of class. I would have got that call, which nobody wants to get when you're in the middle of school. Right. All your friends know right then and there. You're curious why your family, why you got an announcement like, hey, you got to go down to the office. Like, your parents are here to pick you up. Like, you need to get here right now.
Such a nostalgic feeling.
Yeah, it really is. And what's actually so weird is in 8th and 9th grade, with my brother being on drugs every day, like, no matter what he did, it was just drug after drug after drug. I don't know. I almost anticipated and expected him to go ahead and commit suicide for him to not, you know, for him to take his own life. So for me, I wouldn't say like you, like to touch back on your question. It's not really, nothing really traumatic has, like nothing traumatic has happened after that to the point that I have like completely changed myself. But that feeling on that day when my dad walked in my house and I'm on my computer and I was wondering why he came home at 12 and not 5 that day, and he's on the phone and he says, is he alive or is he dead? Mm-hmm. And that's all I got. That's all I heard. And I shut my computer. I'm still on a Zoom call in the middle of class. And my mom stands up from her office and she's, wait, what are you talking about? What's going on? My son, what are you? She was in disbelief. And he hangs up the phone right down. I'm getting chills. He hangs up the phone right there and he walks out and he goes, your brother Ryan was just in a very bad accident last night. And we were just looking at each other in fear, shock, curiosity, questioning, like, what happened. And right then and there, he passed away. Those are the words right out of his mouth. And my whole world crumbled. I went right to my bathroom, broke the door out of anger. Oh, man. I got in fetal position on the floor of my bathroom, cried my eyes out for about an hour, walked out of my house, walked to the local park, hopped on a swing for the first time in like 7 years, looked up at the sky, and the sun was shining in my face brighter than it's ever shined in my face ever. I felt the presence. I felt the love. I felt the glory of God. Everything in that moment led me to just, I guess, I think it's all steps that have led me to become the man I am today. And to be able to do the things and find my niche and find my passion and be able to strive to be the greatest version of myself, I feel as though that things like that do need to happen sometimes in people's life. And big events and not opportunities, but big events and extreme casualties, etc. I think those are the things that really set certain people aside and show them who they truly are and what they need to do to be mentally strong and be the greatest version of themselves that they could possibly be. Because in this life, you only get one. There's no second chance. There's no second opportunity. Every day that you wake up, the time doesn't grow on the clock. We have the same amount of time every single day on that clock. And it's what you do in that 24 hours that's what makes you the man you are, the woman you are. So you really just have to understand, find yourself, evaluate who you are as a human being, and then you can go ahead and create any dream and follow any passion, hop on any journey, join any business with just the power and the power of what you've overcome in your life.
Yeah. Dude, that's a very inspirational story. I'm glad you share that, because
I appreciate it.
Takes guts for you to come here and just share such story, because it's so personal. But I feel like when people hear this, you know, it can be really helpful to really understand that things like this can happen to anybody, and it's better to be prepared type of thing, and understand that sometimes it's the worst situations that make you the biggest version of yourself type of thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So sometimes you gotta go through the breaking point to build up. That's just what it comes down to.
Exactly. I love that. And just to touch on that just a little bit, I think, like I've touched on a couple of times, going through those traumatic events and having a life full of hurt, anger, sorrow, those are the things that genuinely make you who you are.
Yeah.
And not saying that if you don't go through those things, you're not going to become a man, you're not going to be mentally strong, you're not going to have the heart, the passion, the fire. You could have, anybody, any human can have that. Anybody in this entire world. We're all put on this earth for a sole reason. And that's obviously not only to put God first, but to become the greatest version of yourself, to do things that other people aren't willing to do. So I guess that's pretty much it right there.
Yeah.
I got a question on the story. So, yeah. I mean, people looking at this, right? God forbid if they're going through anything, but essentially they see where you are right now. And you just share your story. But I know it's not like you just came out the way you are right now.
Right.
And through that difficult time, you probably had your growing struggles and stuff. So what would you recommend to people that hopefully they're not in a situation like this, but let's say they had a traumatic event recently happened in their life. How would you, what would you tell them to start off? Where do you go?
Perfect. I guess I'm going to cut to the chase. The main thing that I would say is you have to surround yourself with the people in your life that are going to help you not only get through that hard time, but go ahead and give you the motivation, give you the strength, give you the power, get you out of that dark space. Because my whole life growing up, you know, like we said earlier, I know we, I was all into the partying. I was into the drinking. I wasn't as mentally strong as I am today. I haven't been to a party in 2.5 years. Oh. I have one friend and he's completely changed my life for the better. There's certain people in your life and you don't need a big group. You guys are honestly blessed to have five of you guys. It's literally a blessing from the Lord. You don't realize how many people just have fake friends in their lives. People sit there and they're at college right now. We're sitting here having an amazing conversation, networking, learning about each other, talking to your viewers, giving them something to learn. And there's people right now getting absolutely fucked up right now at that frat party. They don't even know what's going on tonight. They're going to wake up, not know where they are, what they're doing. And it's because they're just having fun. They're just in the moment. They're not finding people that are helping them grow, helping them flourish. You guys right here, this is a blessing to be on this podcast, to be able to have an opportunity like this to flourish, network, meet people. Because like I said, my circle is so tight. I have genuinely from the bottom of my heart, I have one friend that's got me. And of course, I have my brothers, my family. But when it comes to outside, when you meet people, it's not like a friend. This is a friend that I didn't just meet in kindergarten. It wasn't a friend that I just grew up with and it's like, it's my best friend. Like, I have a couple of those guys that I grew up since kindergarten, went to school with them to 12th grade. And, you know, they're my best friends, you know, like I can call them to hang out. But this is a friend that I chose in 9th grade when I was slowly becoming a man, when I was learning about myself. He helped me learn about myself. He helped me do things that I wasn't able to do. He helped me get uncomfortable. And I think getting uncomfortable is what gets you comfortable in every other situation that you can have, that you happen to be in. So it's all about the people you hang around with. You are who you hang around with. So just take that and run with that quote, because I'm telling you, it's so little, but it's like, it's the biggest, it's one of the biggest quotes. It's probably, like I said, and I said in a video on my Instagram the other day, that quote is almost like shoved in your face every single day, whether it's by your friends, family, etc. So take that, run. You are who you hang out with, and just know you have to find a group of people that will get you uncomfortable, so that you're able to be comfortable. You're able to step out of your comfort zone and be a man, be a woman, be a human being of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and follow in His footsteps. And amen. And just become the greatest version of yourself. I don't know how else. You have to become the greatest version of yourself if you want to make it in today's age.